Let's go to Florida. Jay Happ, the Toronto Blue Jays, is there, and we're very pleased to be joined by Jay Happ. Hello, Mr. Happ.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Just
general question. We like to ask pitchers at this time of year. You've still got a lot of spring training left to go, but what do you like about how you feel and what you're throwing right now, and what don't you like about how you feel and what you're throwing right now?
Well, I've had two outings so far, one good and one not so good. The good thing is we have three or four to go to kind of hone in on some stuff. I had a good bullpen today to try to keep working on that, just getting the body together and getting that release point consistent. So that's always the focus, these first few outings. And then as we get closer, try to just dial it up a notch every time and make sure it's coming out right.
Do you use those early outings in spring to work on specific things? I know guys sometimes will use that to work on a secondary pitch that, you know, they haven't perfected. Has that been your approach or not?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, the first and foremost is trying to get like your body and your arm and your mind on the same page, which is easier said than done sometimes in spring here. But, something I really want to focus on is trying to get that changeup going again this year. So I think in the next couple outings, especially since we're getting up there in pitch count now, be around 50 at least. So I'll have more opportunity to kind of work some of those other pitches in, where maybe I wouldn't, during the season, try to fine tune some of those things.
Hey, Jay, how different is this spring for you now that this team is a known commodity, certainly as far as the pitching is concerned? Your catcher's a known commodity to you, and you're a known commodity to them. I would imagine that the checkpoints are probably a little clearer for all concerned right now.
Yeah, I think so. It's nice in that sense where, you know everybody and you have a little more knowledge about how you work and they trust you a little bit. So this camp has always been good in that sense where you kind of get your work in and they trust you. But I think there's another level to that after the last few years. So, that's nice. They're kind of letting us, some of us really work at our own pace, which is good.
Now you're eligible to pitch in the World Baseball Classic. I guess looking towards the second round of that tournament, what are you thinking about that right now, Jay?
Yeah, I'm excited to see how this first round goes. And, when they asked, I was asked a little bit later, so I wanted to make sure I was going to be ready. So I told them, hey, if everything works out good physically, where I'm feeling good, I'd love to be able to help you if you guys need me, but I won't be available until the second round. So we'll see how that goes. And, I certainly don't want anything bad to happen. Hopefully everybody's still good. But if they need me for some reason, hopefully I'll be available for them.
Jay, how different has this spring been as well now that, the team sports medicine department has been, it's been a little more established. It's had a full year under Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins to get in the ground. Are you using them a little more maybe than you did last spring?
Yeah, I would say so. And, you're a little more comfortable with some of those people too and kind of what they're trying to do. And they brought in, a few more people full time, which I think is great. So we're going to have access to kind of a lot of knowledge and some more one-on-one work, which is great on a daily basis. I really think that's a huge part of it. And I like the direction that all this is headed. So it is something that I think they're on the forefront of. So it's exciting.
I know some of it's, secret proprietary stuff they don't like talking about, but you can tell us anyway. What is it that those guys bring to the table? As a player, when you're talking about, an off season leading into spring training, leading into the season, what do they bring to the table that's maybe different than what you would have dealt with earlier in your career?
It's just more knowledge out there. You learn. I think every year you try to be more efficient in how you're working and what you're doing to work. And I think the biggest thing they're trying to do is sync everything together in the training room, in the weight room, with chiropractors, with acupuncture, with everything to try to make it as seamless as possible where we can move from one to the next and get, what we need on that day, efficiently and effectively where it's helping. You're not having to jump in a car and go somewhere to this appointment and then drive back. And by the time you get there, you're stiff again or what you just got done is negated because you just sat in a car for 30 minutes. So, just between that, really being able to kind of jump in when you're feeling something and jump back out and continue your workout has been big, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, like the feedback I've heard from players, you know, this spring when I've been down there has been incredibly positive about that. I would have thought there might have been some old school guys who, you know, turned up their nose at some of that stuff, but it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like there's a big buy-in from the players. Is that the truth?
Yeah, no, I definitely think so. Because it's beneficial, and I think guys see the results and they see how their body's feeling, and you know, it's nice to see some immediate changes like that. So, you know, it's really good. And the other thing is they have the personnel here to explain it and have it make sense. There's not a whole lot of I don't know why around here. It's a lot of it is done for a reason and with some solid background. So that's another good thing, that if anybody's might not be sure on it, you know, there's reasons why they're trying to do things here that way.
Jay, you had a career high in innings pitched last year, 195. Did you do anything different or not do anything different this offseason as a result of that?
I did a few things different. I really kind of focused, kind of essentially, I guess you could call it rehab, just trying to unwind and undo a lot of the stress that happened last year. You know, and then I also changed my throwing program a little bit later. I'm going a little bit slower this spring just to save a few of those innings where I would have ramped up and then come back down my last start, and where I think I'm just going to try to keep climbing up here and be ready for the season without kind of coming back down and having that shorter outing before the season starts.
I don't know if you've had a chance to pitch to Jared in a game yet. I presume you may have worked with him in the bullpen. Have you been able to get a read on what he's going to bring to the table as the team's backup catcher and kind of what he can bring defensively to this team?
Yeah, you know, he's actually caught my first two outings, and he caught my bullpen today. So we're really, really getting to get on the same page, which is nice. And he's big time into, you know, trying to be a defensive catcher and focusing on that. And, you know, there's reasons he's been playing for 10 years, too. I mean, he does a lot of that stuff well. And, you know, I think he's going to bring some leadership and some definitely some knowledge, you know, to our staff. So that's a great thing. So I've enjoyed kind of getting to know him a little bit. And, you know, as we go through spring here, that's nice to have outings with someone you haven't thrown with before, because I've always said it does make a difference. You got to be somewhat on the same page. It's hard to go out there kind of cold, not having a guy kind of know how your stuff works, just jumping into the season. So that's great so far.
There's some interesting young arms in camp this year. And I wonder if there's anybody, if you've seen anybody among that group that stood out for you, that's surprised you or excited you.
Yeah. You know, I kind of, being a lefty, I kind of like to keep my eye on some of the lefty guys. Tim Mazza and Ryan Barucki are two guys who have big-time arms and, you know, have a lot of potential. So those are guys that are super exciting, and they're just, you know, some of the few.
Jay, we're going to let you run. Really appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. Stay healthy, and we'll look forward to seeing you when we get down to Florida.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.